Then he continues to pray, "Keep me, O Lord, from the hands of the wicked one, and preserve me from the violent man who have purpose to overthrow my goings." This is the prayer of David, you see. Then we have included in here imprecatory prayer, and we mean by that, here is a prayer that I do not think that this is a prayer for Christians to pray, but for the people that are in the Great Tribulation period, and they're back under law, I see no reason why they shouldn't pray this prayer. They are to pray for divine judgment and for divine wrath, but we are not to. That's not for this day of grace. Now listen to the prayer, verse 8. "Grant not, O Lord, the desires of the wicked, further not his wicked device, lest they exalt themselves." Now, he's praying against the Antichrist and against that wicked man. "As for the head of those who compass me about, let the mischief of their own lips cover them. Let burning coals fall upon them. Let them be cast into the fire and the deep pits, that they rise not up again." Now, I don't think that's a prayer today for a believer, because we've already been told today. Paul says in Romans 12, verse 19, "Dearly beloved, avenge not yourselves, but rather give place to wrath, for it's written, 'Vengeance is mine, I will repay, saith the Lord. Therefore, if thine enemy hunger, feed him. If he thirst, give him to drink, for in so doing thou shalt heap coals of fire upon his hand.' Be not overcome of evil, but overcome evil with good." In other words, don't let yourself be made bitter and carried away in enmity and trying to get even or revenge against someone because you've departed from the walk of faith. God will take care of it. And my experience has been, when we keep our hands off, God will generally move in and deal with these folk today that attempt to thwart and hinder God's work. And God says, "Vengeance is mine. Turn the case over to me. Appeal your case to the Supreme Court. Just turn it over to me. And then you can do something good now for this individual." God puts us in an unusual place. Then he says here, verse 11, "Let not an evil speaker be established in the earth. Evil shall hunt the violent man to overthrow him." In other words, if we will not forsake the path of faith, there is sure victory. This is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. And the wicked tongue is not going to be established or survive. The lie will finally be made known. Satan was a liar from the beginning, and he's got a lot of his urchins running around today, but they'll be exposed someday as liars.